hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, and it is a Monday, folks, the 17th of September, 2007. I am amazed. All the news that I have sitting in front of me, ain't none of it good. So if you don't want to get depressed in the next 2 hours of your day, do yourself a favor and turn the radio off. If you care what's going on and you want to stay abreast because you believe that information is the best tool to hedge against, well, the ne'er-do-wells and their plans, well, then, by all means, stay tuned for the next 2 hours. Some of the subjects I'm going to be going over today, Blackwater security firm banned from Iraq. Of course, the government is lying about the 25-plus employees, 25,000-plus employees. Yeah, when they say plus, it means that there is, between Blackwater and other Merck groups over there, there's about 100,000 of them operating in Iraq. And they don't go under military justice or law, folks. They're just what they are, hired hitmen. Also, and this alert came from RSG, and it is talking about Vigilant Shield that is scheduled for October 15th through 20th of next month. Ironically, when did we have the stock market crash of 1968? Oh, that's right, October 1929. That's right, October. Also, what is going on in the banking situation in jolly old England? Evidently, they're a little bit more reserved or conservative over there with their dealings and thoughts about money. Last Friday, they made a run on one bank alone, and that was Northern Rock PLC, for roughly about $4 billion. That's not a small run, folks. And they're trying to put a happy face on this, saying that, look, the bank is solid. I tuned into MSNBC just to see what kind of spin they were going to put on that one. Oh, fundamentally, the bank is sound. Nobody needs to worry. The problem is with the banks. Once people start getting skittish about the banks, they start making the runs on the banks, that's when the banks start to collapse, and it'll domino, and it will not be stopped. That is a grave concern. Here we are past the middle of September, and we've been warning people that some dangerous stuff, a lot of people are saying false flag terrorist operations inside the United States. I know, I think this one's going to be financial. It's not going to be somebody blowing a nuke or some Arab running around with a Stanley box cutter. You know, it's not going to be anything like that. I've always believed that they were going to do this financially. And they're going to have to do something here pretty soon because the market is falling apart of its own accord. Will they hasten it for their advantage? Chaos. We will bring the order out of the chaos that we're going to create. That has always been my contention. I've never really been a big one on conspiracies about stuff that we can't prove and we can speculate from now until Sunday. I go on what I can see and what I can prove. And what will be to their advantage or disadvantage? You always have to think on their terms. If you do not, well, they end up going down the rabbit hole and not seeing the light of day. At any rate, we'll continue right after this break.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I got this message. Thank you, George, for this. It was also sent over to Michael, which you just heard the preceding program on this network. And this is about a 9/11-like crisis, or another false flag crisis here in the United States. They say that many RSG associates are concerned that sometime this month or next, the Bush neocon conspirators will create another false flag crisis like 9/11 as a pretext to combine an attack on Iran with the imposition of a complete police state here in the U.S. Now, the feds have planned a military police intelligence preparedness exercise scheduled for October 15th through the 20th, labeled Vigilant Shield, which some patriots suspect could be part of that pretext, perhaps again with Cheney at the emergency controls in the basement of the White House. Even though the RSG organization on the county level is not yet as advanced as it was planned 3 to 4 months ago, in view of the above possibility, we recommend that the state coordinators and volunteers create an emergency push to get together delegations to visit their county sheriffs and appeal to them to stand firm with their constituents against any possible federal takeover, especially any move against the Second Amendment rights. To do this in some areas, you may need to put together multi-state delegations to beef up delegations. You may have to start crash recruiting Local newspapers and radio stations can be a big help if you can recruit the owners and the managers. And they say something disturbing here, that we have fallen months behind because of the way large national organizations have dragged their feet after initially endorsing cooperation with us enthusiastically. Recently, they have backed out completely. We are very disappointed, but do not intend to give up. Unfortunately, this left all the good patriots like yourselves to pick up the slack where those traitors created by deserting. My sincere apologies for that. At any rate, this falls in line with this vigilance shield, the military police intelligence preparedness exercise. And folks, what a military police intelligence preparedness exercise, they mean military slash police slash intelligence preparedness. This is going to involve Homeland Security, the police departments around the country, and, of course, the military. Remember when we had Posse Comitatus? Well, we don't have that anymore. So whatever they say goes. A lot of financial stuff that's coming out that is not very, very good. Greenspan, by the way, I'm going to be talking about Mr. Sir Alan here. I wonder why this clown was knighted. Yeah, just follow the money. That's all you have to do. Greenspan, he's saying euro gains as reserve choice. Former Fed boss says euro could replace U.S. dollar as favored reserve currency. Now, without getting into the body of the story, I can already tell you, and I haven't read the doggone thing yet, but I can already tell you why that is. Because people around the planet are dumping the Fed dollar. That was the reserve currency after World War II. You know, after we have a nice little war and all the bankers get rich out of it, of course, it's hard on the furniture and millions of people have died, but that's no concern to the bankers. Because bankers can back a party or parties involved in a war. They can back both sides and who wins. It's not for political gain or territory or anything else. It is a monumental financial gain because they've got to spend money. Once you blow something up, and the only way you can replace it is you have to buy a new one. That's where the banks come in. By the way, the banks are also, well, they're also there at the behest of the governments, because in order to wage war, you got to buy bullets and armaments and all sorts of neat, nasty things to do war, so they win on that front as well. This comes out of Frankfurt, Germany, on Greenspan. Former U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan said it is possible that the euro could replace the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency of choice. Now, let me stop here again, because all over the news today, what do we have? Oh, that's right, Sir Alan Greenspan all over the news, and about his book. Okay, really great. I'm glad that he has ghostwriters that can write a book. But nowhere in the news have you heard what he said in Germany. Will you hear it here on U.S. News? Now, why is this important? Well, we have to, in order to run this government, we got to sell a couple of $3 billion a day of some sort of bonds or treasuries or something to some sucker on this planet to keep our government functioning. Now, it's been reported that we have spent over $1 trillion in our little foray in Afghanistan and Iraq. But hold on here. George Bush, since March of 2003, remember when he declared the war in Iraq has been won? He has already set his eyes upon Iran, and they've been doing that now for a couple of years. And for what reason? Well, it's even worse than the reasons they gave for Iraq. Because at one time, that's right, we sold Saddam Hussein all kinds of chemical weapons and neat, nasty things of destruction like that, which we prompted him to use against the Iranians. Then we go in and arrest and kill the guy because he did exactly that. Go figure. Saddam Hussein is just as big a patsy as Ahmadinejad, I should say, Mohammad Ahmadinejad is going to be here in the near future. And the sabers are rattling on that issue. Let me digress here and get back to the story. According to an advanced copy of the interview to be published in Thursday edition of the German magazine Stern, Greenspan said that the dollar is still slightly ahead in its use as a reserve currency, but added that it doesn't have all that much of an advantage anymore. The euro has been soaring against the U.S. currency in recent weeks, hitting an all-time high last week as the dollar has fallen on turbulent market conditions stemming from the ongoing U.S. subprime crisis. The Fed meets this week and is expected to lower its benchmark interest rates from the current 5.25%. Again, let me stop. Because even if they lower that 50 points, folks, and knock it down to, say, 4.75, the market is not going to see anything off that deal for at least another 6 or 9 months, which is not going to make any difference at all. Because inflation is running better than 11% right now. And it is not so much a liquidity problem that you keep hearing about between the banks that, well, banks are just screaming, you know, if they have a little problem, they go want to go to another bank and borrow some money. That is not the problem, liquidity problem, per se. Well, yeah, that is a problem unto itself because they've got liquidity, as they keep calling it, money out there, credit money just awash everywhere, and it has no value to it. There's nothing backing it up. But really, as I said, what is really at the heart of this is they are scared to death. I'm jumping ahead of myself here a little bit. I'll get into that subject more in detail with what's going on in England. But what they're really afraid of is the same doggone thing that they were worried about in December of, you know, 1999. People losing faith in the banks, demonstrating the fractional reserve currency system that we run in this country. And if people showed up to take their money out of the bank, it just wouldn't be there. They'd give you an IOU or tell you to stop back in a few days. Well, when you got bank, the bank wouldn't be open because they don't have the money. That's his fractional reserve. That's the inherent flaw and the problem with fractionalized reserve banking. Let me just put it to you simply and give you a simple example. You walk into a bank, any bank in good old U.S. of A here, deposit $100. Ooh, the accountants look at that and go, okay, now we have funds available to lend. Now, it'd be bad enough if they turned around and loaned your $100 that you just deposited out and charged interest on it, because where do they get that money that the interest generates? Oh, that's a good question. But that's not the significant problem. The significant problem is you make a $100 deposit, one of the auditors looks at it and tells the bank president, well, this is what you got to lend, 10 times what Joe Schmo just deposited in his bank account. In other words, I can loan out $1,000 against that $100. Okay, you keep doing this, and people want to go to the bank. The original guy shows up to get his $100. Well, we don't have it. Joe Schmo has it, and Joe Schmo from Cincinnati or from Kokomo has it. We don't have it here. You have to give us a few days. Well, that's what they're really afraid of. Now, Greenspan said at the end of 2006, some 25% of all currency reserves held by central banks were held in euros compared to 66% for the U.S. dollar. Now, in terms of being used as a payment for cross-border transactions, the euro is trailing the dollar only slightly with 39% to 43%. But Greenspan said the European Central Bank has become a serious factor in the global economy. He said the increased usage of the euro as a reserve currency has led to the lowering of interest rates in the eurozone, which has, without any doubt, contributed to the current economic growth. Just changing the names, it's the same old funny money, folks. And they'll just go to a stronger, weak currency rather than deal with a weak currency that's, well, it's on life support and it's ready to go belly up, as the Federal Reserve dollar is doing. Now, I'm going to get more into this banking crisis. And again, the news is playing this down. I watched MSNBC this morning. Oh, yes, don't worry that Northern Rock PLC, their financials are strong. There's no problem there. Well, don't tell the people that have taken $4 billion out of their accounts over there, and they're begging other banks to bail them out and help them out. And to my knowledge, to date, at this time, no other bank has done that. So, again, it's the run on the bank, which is the scare. And when I get back, I'm going to give you a little bit more news here on the financial end. How's this one? Folks, I said last year that oil was going to hit $80 a barrel. Here we are right now. How about almost double that? How about $150 a barrel for oil. And why? Here comes this leaky little excuse. Oh, well, it's peak oil. We're running out of oil. Oh, we're running out of oil, so we've got to charge more to slow the consumption down.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625. Yeah, Alan Greenspan, the guy that was responsible for the dot-com bubble, and through his interest rates that were set under his tenure as the Federal Reserve, helped to bring us this financial crisis today. I mean, could it be that Ben Bernanke, he's known as Ben Helicopter Bernanke, because he made the statement about throwing money out of helicopters. Well, it very well could be. Because we've talked about exchanging currencies for a long time, or a replacement currency for the Federal Reserve note. Folks, when it's not worth anything anymore, you've got to get rid of it, so what are you going to put in instead? How about the Amero? What would be wrong with that? We're certainly not going to adopt the Euro, because we've got to have our own currency here, because, well, after all, we're Americans, or at least in the North American continent. The oil people are at it again, and I just love this story because it shows the hypocrisy of this. Former Shell chairman says that diminishing resources could push price of crude to $150 a barrel. And again, this is the same peak oil ruse that they tried before. When people started talking about it and the internet worldwide lit up over it, They just started crawling under rocks. Well, here it is again. Lord Oxburgh, and this comes out of the UK, the Independent. Lord Oxburgh, the former chairman of Shell, has issued a stark warning that the price of oil could hit $150 per barrel, with oil production peaking within the next 20 years. When they say 20 years, folks, anytime the government makes a statement, gives you a fact or information, times that by four. When they are giving timelines down the road, decrease it by 75%. So I'm looking here at not 20 years, but 5 years. He accused the industry of having its head in the sand. I guess that's kind of a joke, isn't it? About the depletion of supplies, and warned we may be sleepwalking into a problem which is actually going to be very serious, and it may be too late to do anything about it by the time we are fully aware. In an interview with The Independent on Sunday, ahead of the address to the Association of the Study of Peak Oil in Ireland this week, Lord Oxburgh, one of the most respected names in the energy industry, said a rapid increase in the price of oil was inevitable as demand continued to outstrip supply. Now, let me stop right there, because it is very telling in that one sentence what he said, that demand continued to outstrip supply. It's been doing that for a number of years, folks. It's been doing it for a number of years. Why? And we have the internal memos from the oil companies back in the 50s that this was their plan, not to develop refining capacity to meet public demand. That was part of their strategy so they could keep the prices high. After all, we're a capitalist society, aren't we? Not free market. We're a capitalist society, so we follow the axiom of supply and demand. If the supply is limited, naturally the price has to go up. Isn't that the way it works? Well, that's what they did back in the 50s. Over 50 years ago, they were planning this thing out. So when we have a little story here of maybe a hurricane is going to blow through the Gulf and maybe some drilling operation would be interrupted, maybe, that's a clear signal to speculators to start upping the price on the commodity. He said, we can probably go on extracting oil from the ground for a very long time, but it's going to get very expensive indeed. And again, I'll ask the question, what does that mean? Now, on one hand, he's saying that peak oil. On the other, we can probably go on extracting oil from the ground for a very long time. Well, which is it? Are we running out of oil, or are we running out of capacity? But he says it's going to get very, very expensive indeed. And once you see oil prices in excess of $100 or $150 a barrel, the alternatives simply become more attractive on price grounds, if on no others. Now, my contention about this is that we've got an entire industry set up over a commodity, and that's oil. Drillers, transport companies, refineries, and the distribution system, and the retailers out there for the products, gasoline, oil, you name it, natural gas, whatever. That's a system that's already been set up and running at a great profit for them for many, 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 many years. And you have to look at this and ask yourself the question, well, if it's not the issue of peak oil, in other words, we're running out of that commodity, and they're extracting great profits in light of what? Interruptions? No. There's been no significant oil disruption planet-wide, not to indicate the prices that they're charging now. And we're not talking about an oil well sitting in the middle of Baghdad pumping out oil, and you got to wear bulletproof vests and have perimeter guards like Blackwater or somebody protecting you. I'm just being facetious here. But the product is out there. Gull Island, North Shore in Alaska, folks, 200 years at present U.S. capacity. And I think in about 200 years, if we dealt with nothing else out there as far as the supply of oil, I think in about 200 years, we could manage to come up with some alternative stuff to take the strain off the black stuff. You know, the black gold. I'll continue with this on the other side, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, 800-313-9443. We'll go to your calls here in a few minutes. I want to finish up the former Shell chairman saying that diminishing resources could push price to $150 a barrel for crude, folks. And did you ever think you'd see it at 80? For what reason did it go to 80? Nobody has ever explained why. Why did it quadruple? Did Mother Earth put a tax on this thing for pumping it out of her bowels? What? I'm a little fuzzy on that issue. Commenting on whether peak oil, the point when global oil production goes into terminal decline, was likely to be reached within the near future, he said, in a way it scarcely matters. What really matters is the gap between production and demand. I don't know whether there's going to be a peak in the world oil production, whether it's going to plateau and then slowly come down. It could well plateau within the next 20 years, and I guess I would be surprised if it hadn't. Now, the price of crude oil closed above $80 a barrel for the first time last Thursday as a hurricane in Texas raised supply concerns. Really? Nothing happened to the rigs. Why did the oil price go up? I mean, folks, think about this. That'd be like an insurance company calling you up on your car insurance saying, you know, statistically, I think you're going to have an accident next year, so we're going to start charging you now to pay for what it's going to cost us to repair your car next year. That's basically what they're saying here. U.S. light crude hit $80.20, 2 cents higher than the price it touched on Wednesday. Oil prices have risen 30% since the start of this year alone and are four times higher than they were in 2002. Yeah, remember when oil was $20 a barrel? Remember that one, folks? Before investors and people got really nervous because we were going into the Middle East. How much oil do we pump out of Iraq? I don't know that we pump any out of Iraq and it hits American refineries. But anyhow, that's just some of the humdrum. The latest figures from the U.S. Energy Information Administration shows that global liquid fuels production in August was almost a million barrels per day lower than the same period in 2006. Oh, let me read that again. The latest figures from the U.S. Energy Information Administration show that global liquid fuel production in August was almost a million barrels per day lower than the same period of last year, this time. Well, what do you think that means when the cold weather hits the cold weather regions? Oh, that's right. It's the old supply and demand game. See, we have less supply, so the prices are going to be higher. These people need to be strong, I'm telling you. I have more respect for a $10 streetwalker because at least you know what the deal is, and it doesn't change. Now, the International Energy Agency has forecast what it calls an oil supply crunch by 2012, a prediction that Lord Oxberg said could possibly come to pass. Lord Oxberg is currently chairman of D1 Oils, a biodiesel company listed on the AIM market. What's this note on my screen here? The hurricane affected rigs all the way to suburb on the northern outskirts of Houston. That's what they said? Yeah. Yeah, you got to watch out for those inland hurricanes, man. I'm telling you, they're killers. I have an anonymous caller here. An anonymous caller. Mr. Anonymous, go ahead.
Yes. I wanted to respond to what Mr. Zellman was saying about the non-lethal weapons.
Mr. Zellman, and who might Mr. Zellman be?
Oh, wait a minute. I don't know. I might have gotten confused. But, darn, it was Jews for the Preservation of Firearms.
Oh, that's Aaron Zellman.
Aaron Zellman?
Yes.
And I believe that that happened to me in my house.
I don't know, ma'am, what you're talking about. Did you...
Getting shocked possibly from a distance with an electronic-type weapon?
You know, I have no knowledge of that. Were you listening to a program that Aaron Zellman was on?
Yes, just
okay.
A minute ago.
It wasn't me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, well, thanks.
Okay,
thanks,
I won't bring it to your attention. Thank
well,
you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate your call. And I should have said Mrs. Anonymous. This is the National Intel Report. How can anybody mistake this gravelly voice? I don't know. At any rate. Now, Mr. Greenspan is attacking George Bush on the economy. This is like admonishing the fox that's raiding your head house for wearing such a nice coat while he's eating your chicken. Why don't you wear a bib? The former chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve said that President George W. Bush pays too little attention to the financial disciplines. He's the one that was giving him the money. I mean, this clown just stepped down last year. You know, forget the long, drawn-out, boring, say-nothing testimony in front of Congress because he doesn't ever say anything. But everybody sits in rapt attention that Mr. Greenspan may speak a truth that somehow might be useful in the near future. In a book to be published next week, Mr. Greenspan says Mr. Bush ignored his advice to veto out-of-control bills that sent the U.S. deeper into deficit. That's funny. I'm reading a story here that the ouster of Hussein was crucial for oil security and that he really didn't have a problem if we went to war with Iraq. Well, geez, Alan, did you have a private bank account that you're going to loan Georgie, say, $1 trillion out of? because you know where he was going to go. Oh, that's right, to your bosses to borrow the money, you hypocrite. And Mr. Bush, Republicans deserve to lose control of Congress in last year's elections. This is what he's saying. Now, Sir Alan is playing politics. Mr. Greenspan, 81, has he died yet since I've started reading this story? One could only hope. Stepped down last year after nearly 19 years in the post. The Age of Turbulence, Adventures in a New World, that's the name of the book, Mr. Greenspan has described himself as a lifelong libertarian Republican. Sure he is. And he spares no criticism of the Republican Party. He writes that he advised the White House to veto some bills to curb out-of-control spending at the time Republicans controlled Congress. President Bush's failure to do so was a major mistake, he said. Little value was placed on rigorous economic policy debate on the weighing of long-term consequences. And he charges that Republicans in Congress swapped principle for power and ended up with neither. They deserved to lose. Mr. Greenspan retired early in 2006 after serving under six U.S. presidents, either as the Fed chairman or chairman on the Council of Economic Advisers. By the way, he's in the private sector now, runs a consulting company, and is an honorary advisor to the United Kingdom government. Well, I wonder what advice he's giving to him on the blowout, or the run, I should say, on Northern Rock PLC. Gee, Alan, I thought when you spoke, people listened. And what they're saying about this Northern Rock deal, that there's about 6,500 jobs on the chopping block. Do yourself a favor, folks. Go up on Google, just hit job cuts or job layoffs. And I did it earlier. I got 10 pages of people that were whacking people out of employment. This came out of the Washington Post. Bank strife may shake UK confidence. Jane Wardell from the Associated Press submitted this story today. London, the panic-engulfing mortgage lender Northern Rock PLC, Britain's fifth largest lender, may mark a watershed in the British economy by undermining the confidence of investors and consumers. The surprise and rapidity of Northern Rock's plight have raised questions about how the potential impact of the collapse of the U.S. subprime mortgage market on Britain was so underrated. Yeah, like nobody saw this coming. Pleas for calm from the government and the mortgage lender itself again fell on deaf ears as Northern Rock customers, desperate to withdraw savings, rejoined long lines outside of his branches in Britain and Iceland. With the Wall Street crash in the 1920s, according to Roy Hornsby, 69, which standing in one of those lines, he says, with the Wall Street crash in the 1920s, people were frightened and reluctant to put their money into banks, so they kept it under their mattresses. Well, folks, they have a word for that. It's called hoarding, and that's against the law. By the way, this guy drove 50 miles to stand in line to try to get his money out of this bank. So you can understand why older people are going to want to take money out, he said, as he prepared to withdraw some, but not all, of his money from Northern Rock. Well, it was a big run on Northern Rock. Spooked customers have withdrawn $4 billion since early Friday, last Friday, when Northern Rock revealed that it had asked the central bank for emergency funds and warned that its profits would take a big hit. Northern Rock shares tumbled 34%, down to $5.80 after trading in the bank was briefly suspended Monday, extending losses of similar magnitude on Friday. Now, analysts said the panic by both investors and depositors had made it almost certain that Northern Rock will be sold. The images of customers, and I love this one, Charles Stanley and Company, this Nick Clark, says the images of customers queering up, and I guess that doesn't mean the same thing here in the United States, because I think doing that sort of thing in public view is still against the law, but not in San Francisco. All right. The images of customers queering up in the high street has done irreparable damage to the franchise, as said Nick Clark, the analyst for Charles Stanley and Company, suggesting that a buyer would have to move quickly to save the bank's reputation. On a grander scale, the unfolding events may mark the beginning of self-fulfilling prophecy. There is a very real risk that Northern Rock's problems, if not sorted out quickly, will have a significant dampening impact on both consumer and business confidence. You think $4 billion run on a bank, you think that might shake things up a little bit? And I'll tell you, what's at issue here, folks, is whether people are trusting the banks, because that's the only thing that keeps the funny money system in place, is the faith in credit of these institutions. You got faith that they're going to keep giving you the credit is the bottom line. Oh, if they have some liquidity problems and there's no money for you to borrow, well, then things come to a grinding halt. Ah, there is a real problem. Because things get exacerbated on a monumental scale. Tax bases are reduced because people aren't working. Inflation keeps eating stuff up, which is running at about 11 to 12% right now. Cost of living is going up. Price of commodities, food, oil, well, just about everything. What business is going to be a viable business if they stick with yesteryear's prices and don't pass the cost of doing business off unto you? Back to the story. Extensive news coverage of people queering up, I just love this word, to withdraw their savings from the Northern Rock could well fuel the fears that other financial institutions will be affected and increased general concern about the economic outlook. Now, a crisis of confidence. Now, here's where they get down to it. But you're not supposed to understand the words, but they can speak them, but you're not supposed to understand them. A crisis of confidence could spell the end of Britain's decade of economic growth under former Treasury chief and current Prime Minister Gordon Brown. Is he? He's like the Ben Bernanke here of the U.S. Federal Reserve. This schmuck took over from Tony Blair, and I don't think this guy knows. Does this guy really know what's going on over in England? Maybe he does, but does he realize that people are going to get really angry at what they figure to be the figurehead of government? And that's you, Mr. Brown. God, somebody here, I'm going to hand you this flaming bag of warm cow manure. And I want you to hold this for a while. Why? Because you've been chosen to. Excuse me, if somebody's going to hand me a bag of manure, I'm certainly not going to carry it around for him. I mean, do you imagine, what did Ben Bernanke put on his resume? I'm an idiot? You know, what did they promise him, life extension or fat bank accounts or offshore trust for his family members? I don't know. But what idiot would take the chairman of the Federal Reserve now in this country? When Allen did his little deal with the, Allen, what do you think was going to happen to people just borrowing too much, putting too much on credit cards when interest rates were extremely low? What did you think they were going to do? And did you think the Wall Street boys and the housing industry in this country was going to take advantage of low interest rates and sell the mortgages off to people that, well, maybe could afford them, maybe couldn't? Mr. Greenspan, do you accept any responsibility of your own actions? No, just give it to Helicopter Ben. A crisis of calm, I'll get through this. Crisis confidence could spell the end of Britain's decade of economic growth. Oh, a decade, a whole decade of sustained economic growth in England. Peter Spencer, chief economist and advisor at Ernst & Young's Item Club, sounds pretty poshy, said that the worst-case scenario of the credit crisis could reduce Britain's GDP, and that's not the generally dumb public, that's gross domestic product, growth by around 1% in 2008 and 2009. Only 1%? Does anybody realize we're in the middle just about of a worldwide recession and verging on a depression? Where are they getting these 1% figures? They're going to wish it was 1%. You know, when you're trying to put a happy face on, and folks, all it is disingenuous, lying through their teeth, putting on a happy face, and when you see that grin looking at you, they're really contorting inside. You know, like they're having a bad gas problem. It's not a happy thing saying, oh, don't worry, we're going to weather this financial storm. No, they're not. This is the problem with fractionalized reserve banking and the debt monetary system that they have set up. It is an inherent flaw that they are fully aware of, and they know of the consequence. Trust me, they're the ones that created it. Northern Rock was the first British bank in 15 years to be bailed out by Bank of England, although it has yet to draw any of the funding it requested from the central bank at an emergency rate last week. Now, how does that happen that last week somebody draws out $4 billion from the accounts of this bank, but the Bank of England hasn't sent their check to them yet? The mortgage lender was particularly susceptible to global credit squeeze sparked by the U.S. banks granting house loans to Americans with poor credit histories. And let me ask you something. What does this have to do with England and its customers? I'm a little fuzzy on this thing. Our friends across the pond, because we've been irrationally exuberant in this country, why is it that your bank is having problems in England? Oh, unless you were doing the very same thing to the people over there, loaning money out to people that really couldn't quite carry a mortgage and didn't have that grand a credit. And when the economic crunch starts to come, guess what? These are the first people that start to default. Gee, it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. We'll take calls 800-313-9443. I'm going to keep rolling here, folks, with the news. None of it very good. Wished I could tell you some good news, but at least you're going to know what hit you when it hits you.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation cost, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Comments here so I can get through on this story, otherwise it's going to take me another half hour to do. Mortgage lender was particularly susceptible to the global credit squeeze sparked by the U.S. banks. Mm-hmm. Though Northern Rock made loans mostly to people with good credit, here it comes, admissions, investors interested in mortgage-backed securities have grown scarce, as have the short-term loans from other institutions that the bank had relied upon. Now, despite reassurances from the Treasury Chief Alistair Darling that Britain's banking system is in good shape, shares and other mortgage providers also sank Monday. Shares in Alliance and Leicester PLC dropped more than 15%, while another big lender, Bradford & Bingley PLC, fell 11%. HBOS PLC fell 5%. Royal Bank of Scotland Group PLC was off 4%, and Barclays Bank PLC down 3%. Opposition Conservative Party leader David Cameron led calls for the fuller explanation from the government. We need to know more about the chain of events that led to the bank's intervention. He was citing the potential need for regulation and transparency. That's something that the lending institutions do not want. That's the problem we have here in the States. With them repackaging and selling off all kinds of debt to any sucker that would cough up any money whatsoever, has been totally ignored. You know, people have in their mind that deregulation is a good thing. Really? You better think about your assumptions here. Deregulation, oh yes, get the government out of things. That's what it means to most people. Well, there are certain institutions that need to be watched like a hawk, and one of them is the financial wizard boys. Analysts have blamed lending practices in Britain that saw some mortgage providers in recent years offering loans up to 125% of property's value and as much as six times a borrower's annual salary. Gee, same thing happened here. But you see, that didn't wait a minute. They're saying within the body of the story that the problem they're having in England is because of our bubble here in America. Think again. The American banks don't tell the banks in England what to do. They don't tell them to loan up to 125% plus on a mortgage. They don't tell them no money down. They didn't tell them to go after people that might have a problem repaying it in case there's a little downturn in the economy. U.S. banks don't run the banks in England. If anything, it's the other way around. The availability of credit helped prop up property prices as many Britons viewed the real estate ladder as a sure bet to make money. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't the people necessarily out there with the inflated real estate prices. When the chickens come home to roost and reality sets in, it is what it is. A property is worth what it is worth. And propping it up and declaring it that it's worth 5 or 10 times the amount that it actually is, it doesn't necessarily make the person rich because you're left holding the bag when the market bottoms out pretty much to where it should be. It's the people that have been loaning the money to people that have been getting over like fat rats. Former U.S. federal chairman, here he is again, Mr. Alan Greenspan, said that Britain was always more vulnerable to a credit squeeze than the United States because it's more adjustable rate mortgages, while Bank of England Governor Mervyn King has been urging caution in the housing market for some time. Well, they're laying off 6,500. You had a run on just one bank over there of some $4 billion last Friday, but they didn't cash the check from the Bank of England. Now, I wonder why. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side, be gone about a minute and a half. We'll take your phone calls into the next hour, 800-313-9443. Got a bunch of news and information yet to go over. Stay tuned. We'll be back very shortly.
We must take America back.
It's true.